he played several games in a row and get some arms back into stronger shape, and we should be ready for the stretch run.
Yeah, and it, I know when you and I were talking, it was also a good thing because you did get to see a lot of guys pitch. You just it was a lot of games in a short period of time.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier that although it's a strain, but it makes us make decisions because of necessity to try different arms and see how they perform, and then we can move forward. And we found out that we got some potential arms for the rest of this year and the future because of this stretch of games.
Yeah, absolutely. And Coach, kind of going back to the one game you had this week, you had North Mac. Of course, they came in 10-1, and we've kind of joked about that. Everybody you played this year has been pretty good. You played a really tough schedule, but you got out to a good lead against them, held on when things got a little shaky in the middle, and added on some insurance runs late. So that was a nice win.
Yes, very much so. And we finally strung together some hits up and down the lineup to help push some runs across the board, and that's what we've kind of been lacking early, is that stringing some hits together. We got some decent averages, but it seemed like that the hits did not come in bunches, and they were, you know, one here and one there instead of putting two or three together in an inning, and that's what happened against North Mac, and that was a good win for us.
I thought another thing, too, we were kind of talking about this, too, was you had a lot of situations where you get some runners on base, you'd get a situation where you had some scoring opportunities, but it seemed like it was two outs a lot, and that always puts you in a tough spot.
Yeah, very much so, because, you know, baseball's a cruel game sometimes, but, you know, that's why they, I don't know how the inventors did it, but they give you three outs, and boy, when you get two, it's hard to score with two. You've got to put together about five or six people in a row to get on base to score runs. Sometimes that's tough to do out.
It is. And, you know, talking about it being a cruel game, and it's just a funny game because you can hit the ball as hard as you want and you hit it right at somebody, and you had a couple of those in that game, and then you can hit a little dunker and it can fall in and score you a couple runs. And that's just the way the game is, because it all looks the same in the book, in the scorebook, but sometimes you can see how cruel it can be, and sometimes how lucky you can be too.
Yeah, that is so true, Todd. We tell the kids all the time that, you know, baseball is one of the few sports that you can do something exactly the way you're supposed to and not have a good result. And then you can do something that you're not supposed to do and have a great result. So it's just hard to determine how the ball's going to bounce.
I was thinking about Aiden Jones had a hit in the game against North Mac that was just a blooper, and it fell in the perfect spot over the third baseman's head in the grass. Just, you couldn't have thrown it any better than that. And then I know Reed and Aiden both had balls where they tagged them. They hit them hard right at somebody. And that's just the way baseball is.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that one you're talking about, we refer to that as the Bermuda Triangle.
Yep.
Down the lines in the – three guys can go after it, and none of them can get to it, and that's the way that one went.
Yeah, I do. I call it that, too, because there is that spot. There's also one over in left center field that nobody can get to. If you hit it in that perfect spot, nobody's getting there.
Yep, that's exactly right. We try to work on that in practice, but my fungo skills aren't as skilled as they need to be sometimes. And we can't get it in the exact spot to make the – it's a communication nightmare is what it ends up being. No one knows who's going to get it, and no one, because you really don't know where it's going to land, and it ends up coming out that somebody could have caught it if they would have just communicated, but then they all just kind of back off and it lands.
Talking about kind of placing the ball where you want to, talk about Chase McNary a little bit. He's got that drag button down pretty well.
Yeah, yes, he does, and he's not afraid to do it with one strike or, you know, he just, you can tell when he comes up there, he's kind of eyeing that area. And I can almost predict when he's going to do it by his mannerisms. And if people played us enough, they would probably do it too. But you can tell it's kind of coming. He puts it in the spot where there's no play. I mean, it's a legit butt single. There's not, half the time, there's not even a throw.
Yeah, exactly. He had the one in the game Tuesday that I don't think you could have rolled it in a better spot, honestly.
No, and sometimes that he's better at that and some of our kids on actually trying to sacrifice, and he's trying to do it for a hit. So he's adapted that skill when he was younger, and he's really putting it together this year, and he's getting some hits and getting us on base. And sometimes when you're a little bit of slump, that bunt single can get you going, and he's keeping his momentum going with a bunt single here and there, and that's big for him.
Talking about Chase a little bit more, Matthew ran into trouble in that fifth inning, and bases were loaded, and Chase was able to come in, and he did walk in a run, but after that, he pitched very well, got out of that inning, and smoothed it out after that, and that was big. I mean, it was a 5-4 ball game, and they had runners on right then, so that was a big point in the game.
Yeah, we stress this, and I know kids don't try to walk people, but I don't know if it's every team, but if we walk people, it seems like it's a disaster for us. And we got in a little trouble that inning. And Chase came in and threw some strikes and got us out of it with limited debt. We still had the lead, which was big for us because you give up the lead, there's a little momentum switch. But we still had the lead. And we were able to tack on a couple more runs to seal it up.
Talking about Matthew Heggie, before that fifth inning, the first four innings, he was throwing the ball really well.
Yes, he was under the proverbial pitch count, 15 pitches per inning, and then he ran into a little snag. And Coach Collingwood went out and talked to him, and he seemed a little fatigued. He said he's a little tired, and the ball was up. And when you're a little up and you lose command, he's trying to get you in trouble with walks, but... He pitched a fine ball game up until that point, and Chase was cut and came in and picked us up, and we got the win out of it.
We talked about the fact you played a lot of good teams so far this year, and you get another one today. Harrisburg is good a program as you're going to find in Southern Illinois, and they always bring a good team in.
Yes, and we started this when one of our friends, Mike Gouts from Mulberry, got the job down there. And we started this Saturday doubleheader, and it's been pretty nice. We get to go down there. They got a nice facility, and they come up here. And like you said, it's a quality program, and they're a tough team to beat. And I hope that we're at home today and we can scratch out a few hits and hold them down a little bit and give us a couple wins maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know the other thing is, too, I want to mention to folks, you did move it back to a 1 o'clock start today.
Yes, we did that. The diamond was, after the rain, was really wet yesterday, and we felt like that an extra couple hours would ensure that we could get the field ready and a good condition to play in, and that this couple hours is going to make a difference. And hopefully the diamond will be just perfect and be a good day other than it seems like it's March 25th again.
Yeah, it does. Coach, talking about that, too, you got two today. You've had a light week this week, but you got two today. You got game Monday, game two. I mean, you're busy next week, so you're getting into a pretty big stretch of games here over the next week.
Yep, and that's kind of we kind of get on a roll, hopefully, when we get to playing every day. But we got the conferences now Tuesdays and Fridays, and yesterday kind of threw a monkey wrench into our pitching rotation, so we got to figure out what we're going to do going forward, because I think the rain date for the Cardinville game is going to be May 1st, which is going to put us a Monday conference game, Tuesday conference game, so we got to try to Rubik's Cube that pitching through that scenario there.
Yeah, because I know you've been trying to set up your pitching, or you have set up your pitching for the conference games to get your number one, get Reed a start against as many conference teams as you can, get Matthew in there too. So, yeah, that kind of throws a monkey wrench in it a little bit.
Yeah, we'll have to do some serious thinking today and next week to figure out how we're going to manage that. But, I mean, it's you can't control the weather, and every team has to go through it, and I guess that's why we get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the same thing. I mean, Carlinville, you know, they're going to have to change their rotation around, too. That's always what you have to think about in those situations.
Yeah, it's the same for both teams. So it's no advantage or disadvantage. It just the best laid plans don't always work out the way you have anticipated.
Coach, kind of looking at the team through 15 ball games, like we said, you played some really good teams. You're right there, and I know you've had a couple of losses you'd definitely like to have back, but you feel pretty good at this point?
It feels like that we're never in a game sometimes, but we're never out of it either. We're not getting blown out, a hit or two there, or, just a break, and we could be 4 or 5 games over 500. So, yeah, I mean, we'd like to be, 20-5 or whatever, but we're not. But, we're getting into the stretch in the warmer weather, and hopefully we can string together a couple games and finish the conference strong and go into postseason on a roll.
Coach, appreciate the time this morning, and let's get a couple today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.